Welcome to Zero Issues. Guess what this is?
Crack-a-coom!
What did you just say?
Crack-a-coom.
Crack-a-coom. It's the lightning round, motherfuckers.
Morning. It's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning ball. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Matter as the angels part of
force. All right, we're at the lightning round, which we've done a couple times, and it's basically just a series of questions or topics that we just kind of blaze through, the ones that don't require a full, you know, half hour to an hour discussion.
Or research of any kind.
Or research of really any kind.
This is how we feel.
This is how we feel.
This is what we do.
I'm
gonna work.
I feel like this time we're getting a little more rapid. Let's ba-bam. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Crack-a-coom, one might say.
Yeah.
One might be questioned for saying it.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Crack-a-coom.
I was like, are you okay?
I need to call an
ambulance?
It's a safe word.
Don't tell anybody.
I just told literally everyone.
Who's listening?
Yeah, literally everyone who's listening, which is everyone, because everybody loves us.
Okay, first question. I'm going to start.
We're starting.
Blaze through it.
Go.
No fucking around.
What is the best new book of the past 12 months?
The
best year.
12
A
months.
New book that's come out that you're
12
like...
12 of them!
A whole 12.
Oh, boy.
You want me to start?
Please.
Absolutely. Please do.
I'll give you some time to think. My favorite of the past 12 months is the Sabrina book.
Oh!
That is stemmed off from the afterlife with Archie.
Yeah.
Thing. They had that
Sort of. It's totally stemmed off.
No, totally. Yeah, there was that one... comic that was like six.
But it's not doing the same story arc for her, is it? Or is it a prequel? You think this is what it is?
Oh, it totally, yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I thought it was doing its own thing, but I don't know.
It's gone into the... Well, it was a prequel kind of thing. Like, it's going back to childhood. And really, they're only up to issue two. And it took 6 months to do that.
Right.
But at the same time, I totally missed issue one. I don't know when that fucking was.
Oh.
But,
I
was like, I didn't pick that one up, and I
when did
totally,
two come out?
It just came out, like, a week or two ago.
I didn't get that.
And I saw that come out, and I was like, oh my god, I'll pick that up, and then James was like, hey, did you get issue one? It's second printing. I'm like, I don't really care. And it was...
I keep hearing about this James fellow. You get to meet him. I'm very excited to, though.
He's the kid at,
the
younger
James.
Kid at,
Oh, yeah.
Good kid.
The longer
He always recommends
stuff. Very nice guy. I know.
Very nice guy.
I know.
Always recommend stuff, and I like a lot of the stuff that he recommends.
Thanks, James.
And I often steal the stuff that he's about to read.
Yeah.
There's like
You're a monster.
There's like a trade or some sort of collection that comes in, and I pick it up, and he goes, oh, I was just about to pick that up. And he was like, there's only one copy. I'm like, I'm buying it. So thank you. Thanks for coming up.
Oh, man.
So 12 months, anything?
12 months. I've actually got several that are really good, but I'm going to let Bri go first.
You know what? I kind of want you to go because I'm having a hard time picking one out.
Go.
Squirrel Girl.
Oh!
Oh, there we go.
You are absolutely right.
Oh, and yeah. It's like...
I actually haven't read it at all.
The funny part is I've the last couple of issues, I've like scanned certain panels or pages.
Them. I've noticed that
about that because I'm every time I'm just like, this is the best comic out there right now.
Who would have thought that Ryan North would write really good comics, where he just writes kind of the same comic every day? And I mean no offense in that. Like Dinosaur Comics is one of my favorite web comics.
Oh yeah.
The
fact that he's able to take like very limited, you know, clip arty poses and
a constrained thing.
Consistently do something that's entertaining for that long.
Yeah.
That's a talent.
Yeah. He did really well on the Adventure Time series. He's doing amazing on Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
And I would like to add in another one.
Squirrel Girl, I'll say Erica Henderson. The art is phenomenal.
It's
perfect, perfect fit for the book. It's perfect. Yeah. And the coloring, I think it's Rico Renzi. Fantastic. Like, across the board, that is a very, very well-made comic. Anyway.
And Galactus calling anyone a tool is funny.
Yeah. Specifically if it's Thanos.
What a tool.
I have not read that book. I think I need to.
Yeah, you should.
I've been kind of like... Oh, you should. It was like another one of those... I've been collecting too much and I don't have enough money to do that. So,
yeah. Right.
I would like to...
Well...
I would like to throw in, as a mention, Giant Days, which is what out. It's out through Boom. It's vaguely connected to the long running series that he's been doing online for something like 15 years. Bobbins, and then Scary Go Round, and then Giant Days, and then Bad Machinery.
Yeah.
But it's basically one of the characters from Scary Go Round goes to college, and he sort of did that online, but this is a bit of a retelling, a reimagining of it.
Okay.
It's beautifully drawn. It's just like a fun, kind of spooky college experience with, you know, three first year students palling around and having a good time.
Cool.
The third issue is coming out, probably at the time of this recording, the third issue will have just come out, and it's a 6-issue limited series, so I check it out, guys. It's a fun book.
At least I've thumbed through it. I followed his work a lot over the years. John Ellison, yeah. I've followed his work a lot over the years, and absolutely, I wasn't even aware of this.
He's not doing the art for it.
Yeah.
But the artist for it is... I can't remember their name, but they're fantastic.
Right.
Nope. It fits with the story. Yeah.
When did Rat Queen start? Was it in the last 12 months?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, I was
going to say that. I hate to go Marvel heavy, and you beat me with Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. That's the best. That's the one I would recommend. I would also recommend, as if I'm going to go the Marvel route, this is just what's coming to mind, Ant-Man.
That was my first pick, yeah.
Quite good. Was it Nick Spencer, I think, is the writer on that? I forget who the artist is, and I'm very sorry about that, but it's fantastic. Like, that's a very well-realized comic. That sells Scott Lang as a protagonist in the best possible way, and it's just tons of fun. And I'll also mention All New Hawkeye, which just started recently.
I have not read any of that, because I'm waiting for the last one to...
Yeah, I know. So far, it hasn't crossed any wires in that regard, but it's been very well done.
So what, like, the other one ended? They're starting a new one, but then Secret War starts, and then something...
Listen, everyone has...
Secret Wars wrecks everything.
Yeah.
You gotta be patient for Hawkeye. I feel like this is one of the titles where Secret Wars isn't even gonna touch it. Like after Secret Wars is done,
it'll just continue.
Not affected. And I feel like most of the Marvel Universe is going to be not affected.
I think there's going to be a lot that are just going to continue.
Yeah. And I hope, anyway, because there's a lot of stuff I like. But yeah, this All New Hawkeye, I think that the first, like, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 issues have come out so far, but I've really enjoyed them. And coming off of David Aja, who is fantastic. Aja? Aja? I don't know how to pronounce that.
AJ.
Take on me,
fire and arrows,
shoot you in the head. This is a lightning round. This is
with an arrow.
Anyway,
yeah.
but coming off of that art wise, Ramon Perez.
Sorry,
who I've liked for a long time. He did the Butternut Squash webcomic, which, you know, was his thing, and then he did some stuff on Wolverine and the X-Men. Ramon Perez.
Oh, okay.
He's Canadian, from what I understand, so, you know. Anyway, but, yeah, he's doing, like, there's the flashbacks with, like, him and Barney, like, Clint and Barney, like, as kids, and, like, it's gorgeous. Like, the coloring is just, like, phenomenal. You should definitely check that book out. Feel free to wait until, you know,
trades.
The fraction Aja Aha run is done. But yeah, moving on. Question the second.
Do you have one, or do you want me to go?
Go.
Cast Andy Dick in a comic book movie.
Oh, Arthur me. From the Tick. No, wait. Sorry, I was thinking Andy Richter. Andy Dick. Random Corpse Number 8. Yeah. Or Dr. Light.
Oh, yeah. But he only appears to get melted into wax by the Spectre.
Your favorite sci-fi comic book. And it doesn't have to be...
Current or all-time?
Current or all-time or a little bit of both, whatever.
I don't want to say Saga because that's...
I'm leaving Saga out because that's...
It's a cheating. Given. It's a trump
fucking
card.
Great and everybody knows it.
You know what I like? The book that everyone likes.
Yeah.
Me too, guys. Me too.
I have two that, like, one nobody's ever heard of. Rarely anybody. And then one maybe people have heard of.
That's it.
Okay. I have them up here because I have a horrible memory.
He is physically going to get them right now.
I'm physically going to get them. Because...
Is that Planet of the Apes?
No,
never
mind. Yes, it is. No. Okay, this I just picked up. And this is the one that I stole from James. That I picked this up and he was like, oh, I was going to buy this. This is by Warren Ellis. It's like a two...
Sold.
Yeah. Two books that he did.
Is it drawn by Chris Sprouse?
Ocean and yes...
Dear God,
and,
sold.
And Orbiter. It's an old, but it's a new collection. It's a deluxe edition that put out both books in one collection.
Okay.
Ocean is the name of one book, Orbiter, the name of the other, and both dealing with sci-fi issues, one like going out to the moons of Jupiter.
Right.
And the actual...
Ganymede.
Yeah, okay. I believe it's Ganymede. That's basically ice covered. They basically
that's Europa.
Europa?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's the one that they think that's like the most likely to possibly have life.
Sure.
Because it seems to be water oriented and it's like shifting ice on top. They send out a group of like government issued sort of like. Explorers, but there's also like this is much in the future. There's like all these corporate. Explorers.
Paul Reiser is there.
Exactly, it's that sort of thing, and then you get a little bit of that going on. But it's basically you discover that there's an alien presence there that have been in the water, like almost in coffins and suspended animation.
Okay.
Like there's tons of them underneath the water, and then it's like, oh my
space
god,
space vampires,
and it's all this stuff like,
and then the
goes
book becomes a choose your own adventure.
Yes.
Me.
And then the other one is it's one of the space shuttles that suddenly returns back to Earth after having disappeared. It's the space shuttle Venture having disappeared from Earth 10 years before suddenly returns to Earth mysteriously, and at the point that it disappeared, basically the space program shut down. And they basically gave it up because it was like, we've had so many terrifying things that have happened and this is the worst. But then it comes back and there's, how did it get back? And there's like one of the 10 crew are there and the rest of the crew is gone. What's happened? And there's like almost like a skin on the whole shuttle.
Like, and it's Warren Ellis.
It's good. Fucking great. It's really good. Really, like,
Orbiter. Can you flip that bad boy up into so you can see some of the art from that particular story?
Yep.
That particular story is this.
Oh, I see.
I have to say, the Orbiter art is not the best. But at the same time, it's decent storytelling.
Are these separate stories?
Yeah, the two separate books.
Okay.
And it's just, like,
Can I see some of that Chris Sprouse art?
What is that?
That's the first part. He's very good. Is basically what's up.
No, yeah. It's not bad.
It's
interesting stuff. There's that.
Okay.
And then I have the second book, which I have to mention, which I've been waiting to mention. Literally, since we started this podcast, over a year ago.
Long time.
I've just been waiting for the moment to do it, and I'm going to do it now.
Absolutely. I'm not even... I don't have an answer anymore. I agree with you.
The Philback Brothers, Maxwell Strangewell. If you can find this book, I guarantee, no matter who you are, you're going to love it. I have a handful of books that I've read that I was like, this is mind-blowingly good. It's so entertaining, and it's so well done. It's black and white, but it's that stark, edgy, very cornery black and white sort of stuff. Yeah. But it's a sci-fi thing. It's funny. It looks but a lot serious, like Bone or Rascal or any sort of
black and white Jeff Smith
thing. Absolutely. It's that sort of approach, but so good. I won't even really get into it because it's a really complex story. And it's like upwards of, I don't know, 300 pages or something.
This is the part almost of the show where Brian and I learn what we're going to read next.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just picked that up on a lark at Hill City. It was like a cheapo. They were getting rid of it. It was $10 or something. A 400-page book for $10. Yeah.
Name those titles again, because I think you just won.
Maxwell Strangewell from the Philback Brothers, and Ocean/Orbiter, the deluxe edition from Warren Ellis and a handful of others. Sprouse Story and.
I got nothing. What do you got?
Manhattan Project.
Ooh. Oh, yeah! Of course! And yeah, that counts.
Unfortunately, absolutely. Last I checked in, we were just sort of getting into the Infinite Oppenheimer thing.
Right.
But that is such a cool fucking book.
Yeah.
And it's grounded in
People talking about it.
I am not caught up with it, but it's fantastic.
It's so good. It's... You know, for the uninitiated, it's basically all of the top scientists of the time, Feynman, Einstein, the like, and, you know, people from Soviet Russia coming in, and Laika the space dog, and it's a super cool book about...
Laika the space dog!
About scientists...
I like the space dog!
...doing cool science.
It's so good, the space dog.
And fighting bad guys and
cool.
It's just super cool.
That's one of those books where I've read a bit and I was just like, I really gotta catch up on this. But yeah.
Or it's like every character has an interesting twist to them. Except for Einstein, who's just a drunk.
We all expected that though.
Well yeah, we saw that movie.
The one where Walter Matthau was Einstein? Yeah. Is that the one?
That's the one.
The one where the Einstein story was a rom-com?
Yeah.
How it should be.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
IQ the movie.
Fantastic.
I have nothing else to offer. This is a good list.
Bryce's pick is IQ.
It's IQ the movie, yes.
Recently, or at least recently as of this recording, we all went to Free Comic Book Day.
Woo!
We did.
It's a great event. It gets new readers in. It gets, you know, the mythical new reader into the comic book shop.
And a lot of kids. There were a lot of kids. Which is great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But.
What would you do to fix Free Comic Book Day?
Okay, it's not without its
problems.
What do you think is wrong with it? Because that posts the question is if there is specified.
Right.
I got something.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with Free Comic Day as an event. I feel like the thing that's, you know, you might be slightly wrong with it is like the financial onus being overwhelmingly on the retailer. Because that seems to be the case. You know what I mean? Is they have to order those books and pay for those books. Which, you know. Obviously.
Do they?
They do. Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
They're less expensive.
I didn't know that until two weeks ago.
Obviously, than ones that people pay for, but they have to actually pay a price for those books that they order. And
for shipping, which, as we all know, is a bit of a monster.
Yeah.
Especially in Canada.
Yeah.
We get built in that. For sure.
That's why, as a border town, as a town close to the border where we all live, a lot of people order stuff right to the border.
Yeah. And you know what? In times when the dollar is pretty even, it's like it's insane how much cheaper it is to drive down to the border and pick it up. That was not
one of those
times. Not right now, no. That was not worth it. But yeah, that'd be one of the things. Is not necessarily for every publisher, but like, you know what? Marvel and DC, you were owned by some of the biggest corporations on the freaking planet, and you know what? Free Comic Day promotes your product. So maybe
not putting it on the little guy to pay for it.
Make that a little bit cheaper for the retailers who are actually, you know, keeping those divisions afloat.
Help us out, Bugs and Mickey.
Exactly. That's what I would have to add to that.
I would almost fix it in terms of a quotation fix, because there's nothing said wrong with it, but there are whatever said problems. Or things you could make it even better with is just promote it on a larger scale.
Like that is very close to what I was going to say.
It's very much still a niche thing.
Yeah. Tag team, again.
You're aiming it towards a niche market. Like, let's bring it out to a bigger thing. It's not just don't take it to the comic book stores only. But then there's still the backlash of, you're going to take it away from the comic book stores, where that's where I would want to direct it to, because those are the guys that have been supporting me from day one. So I want them to get the bulk of that business and that traffic. But at the same time, make it a larger event. Is there some way you can... I don't want to say bring it into like bookstores and whatever, because I don't know if that really would serve the purpose, but somehow
have
it a bigger thing.
The two choices, as I see it, are make it or have it take place in a more, for lack of a better word, friendly environment. Not that comic book shops aren't friendly, but it is like a little
mainstream environment.
Yeah, it is a more, you know, insular environment in there.
In the way,
I'm always so excited about the outsiders.
Yeah,
we are a bit of a guarded group.
A guarded bunch.
Yeah, which would entail like publishers or at least an organization that's associated with them taking it on themselves to actually do that.
So it's either
not just the stores.
Take the event, put it somewhere else, or change the place where the event is happening.
Right.
Like, take the comic shop and make it more friendly. And is that a thing that's going to last for one day? Is that something that's going to be, you know, sort of a longer-term thing?
Even in, I'm not saying something that would touch something like Thunder Bay, but in major cities, for example, like, you have, like, console launches or game launches, stuff like that for like, you know, industry like video games, where they will, like in Toronto, for example, have a big event in Dundas Square or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, can publishers not sort of like throw in certain amounts of money to have something like that in major areas? Yeah. It's not a store having to put it on by themselves.
Less than taking it out of the common store, which is, I think, where
I don't think you should do that. No.
I think it should still be based in that, but have something more grandiose than, here's free comic books, come pick up your two. Okay.
Well, done? That's why they do the pick up your two, because they gotta pay for them.
Yeah, I get that. I get that, but then that's kind of the extent of it.
It
should be more of a promotional thing. And anything that's done more promotional beyond that, like locally, we've had a lot of groups. Like the
final. So what you're saying is we got to set up a booth next year.
The 501st, like the Legion, the Star Wars group, they've been actively involved in Thunder Bay and doing.
They do great work.
And they do fantastic work. It's absolutely all for charity. They're a fantastic group.
I know for sure. Like if you want extra comics, you have to donate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's that, that's great. But then I mean more.
Yes, same in both.
With the onus more on the publishers doing something that brings it up a notch.
Yeah,
which itself is fantastic. If you're raising money for charity and also trying to draw new readers, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
But like, I just mean that, dude, it doesn't even have to be for charity. For charity, sure. Great. That's fantastic. We can do something like that. But it's, in terms of, if you want to just, okay, you've done this for a few, however many years.
Right.
Okay, now you're just doing the same thing. That's great. Take it up a notch. What's the next thing you can do? Like you were saying, like a game kind of launch. Like, just doing bigger things.
And I've been to those where it's just, like, they had, like, you know, game events going on.
More interactive things that are in Toronto and Dundas Square. They're just
put on by the actual, you know, manufacturers, publishers, yeah, and stuff like that. Where it's just, like, you know, like, Marvel's in New York, right? Marvel's owned by freaking Disney. Free Comic Book Day, they can set up something, like, in Midtown Manhattan that's, like, a big deal. Like, right in the same area as, like, you know, tourists walking by. And just promote stuff in that way. And they do stuff. But I feel like, you know, a lot of that onus has to be taken off the retailers, I think, because...
Yeah, you can't put that on the small one for the long term.
No.
All right, so...
That's it?
That's how we fix that.
All right.
My opinion.
Green or gray Hulk?
Just, what do we prefer?
And this is kind of a two-parter.
Green.
Green or gray?
Yeah, green.
Did you know that they were actually considering for when in Age of Ultron? When, Scarlet Witch was messing with his mind.
Making them gray?
There was going to be gray at that point. That was...
I would love that.
Am I wrong? Joss Whedon's part... His idea was to have it at that point.
My eyes might have been tricking me, and it might have been because I wanted that to be the case, but I feel like he wasn't as bright. He got toned
down.
I feel like the green wasn't quite as bright. I feel like when he sort of came out of it, he got a little slightly more green, but he was still green.
Okay,
maybe I'm wrong.
I wasn't aware of that going into it. I did not notice it at all.
Yeah. Well, I gotta watch that movie.
I thought that more after it.
He mostly just had pink eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just really high.
Yeah.
Okay, purple pants.
He's that guy who had the bad reaction.
Hey, guys. I gotta go home. My mom tells me to go home when I can just have...
I'm so fucking allergic to this.
My God.
Yeah. You wouldn't like me when I'm so fucking allergic to this.
You wouldn't like me when I'm allergic. God. I'm going to sneeze.
I took the gray acid.
Purple pants or gangster suit for Hulk?
Oh, man.
Well, now I gotta go back to the gray versus green, because you can't have a green Hulk in a pinstripe suit. That just looks
ridiculous.
Who is this guy? Green Beetlejuice? Because
Beetlejuice... Listen. Purple pants. People who are wearing colors. Hipsters wear purple pants. Hulk with a hipster beard. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sad that I had to check my pants color after you.
And why isn't he naked? Why doesn't he, when he changes, just fucking...
And why doesn't Batman dance anymore?
Yeah. Listen, I'm a big Adam West fan.
What comic book do you wish was on time?
Hawkeye,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Also Manhattan Projects, but mostly Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Wait, do you have another answer?
Afterlife with Archie.
Oh.
And now Sabrina.
It's still doing better than Hawkeye, so...
That book has been delayed, what, like 5 times now?
I feel like a lot.
It was supposed to be out in
September. It's in June or July now. It's crazy. Like,
what?
The thing is...
Oh, yeah.
They have all the flashbacks with Barney.
And I'm in the just new
like,
book?
Yeah, in yeah. the new book. And I'm just like, is he dead or not? Because we don't know that yet. And I feel like they were told to draw it out as long as possible. So... Fuck. Yeah, Hawkeye.
So... Fuck.
Okay, wins.
Alright, I got one.
You got one?
Does this shirt make me look fat?
Yes.
No.
Punisher Netflix. On Netflix, what do you think of that?
Yes, do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, just do it.
There's been hints of it. I don't know how concrete that is or not.
Do that.
I think it's still a rumor at this point.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
You can do whatever the hell you want on Netflix. They seem pretty free, you know what I mean? Like, it's streaming-based, so it can be, like, rated hard R. And guess what?
I love a hard R.
You can just watch that. It doesn't matter. Just go ahead and watch it.
And that crossover with BoJack Horseman, it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
And then who shows up? Kimmy Schmidt!
Fantastic.
And there's been rumor, well, it was basically in an interview, Tom Hardy was like, I would like to play Punisher.
Yeah. Didn't he, Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy. But then today I saw it was like,
I would like to play the Punisher. But he had a comment where he's like, but I feel like he's like 5'9 or something. So he's like, I'm too short to be the Punisher, but you could play Bane. That was no problem, but you can't play the Punisher?
Really? But just at the same time, I just heard today that he's been, it's I don't know if it's confirmed or it's been, there's the talk now that he's doing another DC title. But it's some mystery title. Oh, okay. I guess it's kind of confirmed.
That'd be a pretty good guess.
It's been a one time.
Because he was Bane and he was tied to be Rick Flag.
And then he had to back out.
And if he were to be the Punisher for Marvel, they'll be like, that'd be a pretty good get.
Well, yeah. But it's been almost confirmed that he's like doing something else with DC now.
Okay.
Because it's like, he said that this is crazy. It's such a weird role, but it's so good. It's so juicy and this and that. And all his little weird UK colloquialisms. if you read his interviews, they're fucked. I'm like, I don't even know what you just said. I had to, like, Google this to understand what you just said.
He'll play Jonah Hex. He'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll be a good movie.
That always turns out well.
Next summer, Dead Man.
Oh.
No.
No, not man.
What do you think of leaked footage from comic book movies?
Leaked footage.
Boo!
Like, there's, right now, they're doing the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And I'm seeing not leaked footage, per se, but, like, pictures. Behind the scenes
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's just walking up, and they take all these shots, and all these comic book groups and news organizations that I follow on Facebook, it's a lot of what they're pushing. Like,
yeah.
Comic book is here's what here's Harley Quinn looks like on Suicide Squad. Here's her other T-shirt. Here's what they're selling. Their T-shirt looks like this.
This is
what Deadshot looks like. It's Will Smith.
It's not just like comic or geek culture journalism. It's all journalism. It's all about getting clicks and ad revenue. And,
What do we think of that?
I don't know, man. Like,
there's a lot of people that feed off that.
There is. And don't get me wrong,
it's good to a point, I think.
Yeah. Like, again, I absorbed pretty much every bit of information I could get from Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, and I went to that movie and I still liked it a lot, overall. And I don't feel like seeing that stuff took away from it for me, but I'm not assuming that I'm everybody on that.
I tried to avoid seeing those pictures beforehand. I was like, I just want to see when you get the movie. I want to see the movie.
I want to see the trailer. I don't want to see how the sausage gets made.
Yeah. I want to see the... Yeah, that's a totally good...
Thank you.
Again, there was a time...
I came up with it myself.
Nice.
He was the guy.
He's the guy.
I'm the guy.
I don't want to see how your sausage is
made. I'm the guy with all the sausage.
Keep it in
Kyle Sausage Lees. I feel like there was a time when that was sort of, you know, stuff with the DVD extras or whatever, and it was sort of, you didn't see it playing out.
And now it seems to be like a common thing. It's just a barrage of stuff. And it was like, here's like a shot of when Avengers was being made, the first one. Here's a shot of Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. And it was like, it's just a picture.
And?
Yeah.
What does...
So it's a picture or a video of her...
A couple times, and I was
she's
like...
She's walking around.
I'm like, who cares? Having a pita. Why are we posting this? Like, does anybody really... Like, and it's not even... She's not doing anything. She's just standing there.
Like, even...
She's having a drink and a cup of coffee. Who gives a fuck?
sometimes you get them too, where it's like they're stunts from the movie or something. It's like, here, somebody captured this stunt being filmed. It's like,
here's Spider-Man jumping into the back of a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why don't you just watch the actual movie where that actually looks cool? Instead of, like, some dude filming it from, like, the top of a bridge where it's like, oh, that looked kind of staged because it's a movie.
Okay, and here's my connection question. A big thing on these comic book sites and Facebook and whatever now is, here's the previews from 6 months from now for the comic book books themselves.
Right.
Do you ever look at those?
Never.
No.
I look at them when someone else is complaining about them. Like, yeah. Oh, what is this person complaining about that Marvel or DC has blown, you know, the next 6 months? And then I go look and I go, oh, well.
Like, blowing the story for the next 6 months?
Yeah, because they do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, why do that? You haven't finished the event that you're currently putting out. Why are you dealing with the fallout of that fallout?
Like, that's kind of what I was getting at. It was, why?
It's the hype train. There's no end to the hype train. Yeah. It's just,
not that I don't understand, because really those previews are more for the retailers.
Maybe they should be.
A lot of those preview books are more for the retailers to order.
Then maybe they should just release those to the retailers, like in. Well, that's the thing, in the internet age, even if they did
and
that,
nothing
they get
is
leaked.
Secret,
they
it's
just
gonna
get
be
leaked.
Up.
Shit.
So,
there's
but
no way to
thing.
Win.
But that's
win.
The thing. Like, it's.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Horse blinders.
Sounds good. Okay, we put out on the Zero Issues page, the Facebook page, we're like, hey, we're doing a lightning round. Do you have any suggestions for just quick questions, kind of things, topics, whatever?
Yeah.
Pictures of stuff, whatever. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Show me your butt.
Show me your butt.
I'll do it right now.
Show Merc your butt.
Do you want to dance?
Let's dance. I'm the Punisher.
I'm the Punisher.
Let's dance.
I'm Bane. Wait, can you... That's my name.
Let's dance.
Say it again.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
You are each Nick Fury, and you list out your Avengers.
Wait, am I white Nick Fury or black Nick Fury? Am I Hispanic? Wait, am I the first Ultimate Nick Fury?
You are each Nick Fury, and you list out your Avengers that you assemble and why. This is from our friend Adam Riley.
Yeah.
Well.
Well.
No crunching. That
well.
I'm eating chips.
Okay, we got it.
I put chips in my mouth.
This is a D&D game. What five characters would you have for a D&D game?
All of them. Ken Jeong from Community.
All five.
Love him.
That's good. Well,
the magician.
What? Shut up, Leonard. And then Leonard gives you the finger. That was amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's great. He gives someone the finger.
I saw the gif. Just as a bellboy. Dear God, that show.
It's a great episode. Check it out.
Yep.
Here's your bet.
Alright. Well,
I'll let you go first because you seem to be
the only one who really thought about it. Has the question been recorded?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay. So, I've got my five. Alright. So, any Avengers team, you're gonna need the brain guy. Oh, here's our smart guy. Here's our Hank Pym, but not Hank Pym, because Hank Pym's fucking terrible.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So, how about Hank McCoy?
Okay.
Bring Beast back in. It's been a while since he's been an Avenger proper.
Yeah.
It's been actually a long ass time.
He's been devoted to fucking up being an X-Man, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, especially
if you got Hank McCoy, then you need Wonder Man. Because you can't separate them?
I disagree.
Sorry.
You don't need wrong. Wonder Man.
You're wrong.
You can take Quicksilver.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why not?
Two of them are best friends.
They're not. They're the... And that's what plays so well.
Yeah.
They're not. They hate each other. And that's what works.
I'm trying to represent all areas of the Marvel Universe. But
they could come to form a bond.
They could be a couple.
They could.
Yep.
They could.
So we've got Inhumans. What other parts of the universe are we missing? Are we missing something along the mythological end?
Thor.
We need a heavy hitter mythological character. Thor's been done. How about Hercules? Hercules is a fun character, and he's a friendly guy?
That's true.
He's a super friendly guy.
You gotta like Hercules.
I gotta bring in Herc. I gotta bring in my distant cousin Hercule.
Listen, I love Hercules.
Do you know that Hercules just came to town?
I did know that.
I just want to say that.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's hilarious.
Me too.
I like any mythological character. Huh? That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Go figure.
And of course, we got to throw Vision in there because, god damn, you can't have Vision on a book on his own. It never works out past like two or three issues.
Yeah.
He's the Martian Manhunter of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that's true. He's like,
everywhere.
Vision and Scarlet Witch for issue miniseries.
I don't understand your human emotions.
To the extent where it feels like, you know, the Martian Manhunter, became the Vision more so as time went on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's good. We're just going to do that with our own green dude with the cape.
Which is really too bad for Martian Manhunter. He is such, like, he's like as strong or stronger than Superman. To do half the things that he can.
No. The Vision can
get addicted to cookies. I can sympathize with that, because I am also addicted to cookies.
We got some real good ones at home, and I'm just really trying not to eat them all. I'm at home a lot now, because, you know, my job's switching. But, yes.
Cookies.
So you're at what?
I'm at four.
You're at four?
We need a leader.
Okay.
I don't want to do any of the standard characters. I don't want to do Cap or Iron Man. Nobody in a suit of armor. That was one of my rules.
Really?
That I put on myself.
Okay.
And you guys do whatever you want.
Alright.
But I was thinking Shang-Chi would be a terrible choice for that, and instead I went with Havoc.
Havoc!
Because he recently led a team of Avengers. And it didn't work out the best. But he tried real hard, and he's shown leadership qualities in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that weird hodgepodge of a team that I've put together, he would work as the leader of that little five-man band.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's my team.
Okay.
Havoc, Vision, Hercules, Beast, and Quicksilver. And they would fight your team, which is
I'm like totally. I honestly didn't have anything in mind. I actually saw this question hours and hours and hours ago, and didn't even. I kind of ran it through my head, but
it's a
just,
weird one.
Limiting it
to five is a good.
Yeah. No. Totally. But it was.
You
like,
don't want the team to get too bulky, because then you get what happened in the movie.
Okay. So. Yeah. Going in, and it's totally, I'm going off of what you've kind of done. My mythological heavy hitter character would be Ben Rabo.
Ooh, that's good. Because I like that.
You know what? You can't have
so Ben Rabo, U.S. agent. Oh, it's Omega Flight. Cool. That was like a bad Alpha Flight.
Was it?
Yeah.
And those two were on it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, because it was weird.
Alright.
Anyway, sorry. I'm down with anything with Bitter Ray Bill on a team book.
I think Bitter Ray Bill is fantastic. He's one of these characters that's like...
I cannot wait for him to show up.
He went toe-to-toe with Thor before he had a hammer. Right. And then he was given... He was just a space janitor. You know what? He can just fuck up anybody now. Like, and he was that good. He was like that pure of soul and spirit and that sort of character. I was like, that's awesome. That's what you want. I think as my... I wanted to say the leader last, but I have no idea who else is going to be on this team, so I'm just going to throw this out now because it's in my head. I want Captain Marvel.
Carol?
Leading the team.
That's an excellent choice.
I think she's the kind of... She's got the military training. Yeah. She's got the long-standing background of everybody. She's got the connection to everybody. Everybody respects her. She can do it.
So I feel like you're kind of going for a bit of a cosmic team. At least with the two of them.
A little bit of that, yeah. And you need the tech guy, or the tech person.
You need the Billy of the Power Rangers.
You need the smart
guy. You've got your Jason.
You need the smart guy. I would go with Amadeus Cho.
Amadeus Cho was one of the first people I thought of when it came to tech guys, and I'm like, I don't know what he's really been up to, or if he would fit in well in the team, but yeah.
Especially
with the Hercules thing.
Neglected or forgot to mention in the Age of Ultron episode that Helen Cho in that movie was his mom.
But Amadeus showed up.
Oh, it didn't even click with me.
Yeah.
Amadeus showed up in The Incredible Hulk, though, as a quickly forgotten character.
Very forgotten.
So, yes.
They could be... Maybe they're cousins now.
There's more than one Amadeus Cho in the world.
Yeah.
It's a big world.
Or Amadeus Cho's already out there, and instead of Helen Cho being his mother, it's his cousin or sister or something instead. They could play a little loose with it.
It's a big planet.
It's a very big planet.
7 billion people, almost. Yeah.
Okay, so that's three. I need two more. Sue Storm. Because just power-wise and what she can do,
she's the experience, powerhouse.
She is a total powerhouse.
Yeah.
In a different form. You have like the physical powerhouse of Bitter and Bill. Mm-hmm. And real, Carol Danvers is a physical powerhouse as well.
Oh, yeah.
But then still her into the mix, and she can do a lot of strange things. Then, the last one, I would throw Doctor Strange in. Because really, you have a powerhouse, but of a totally different nature. The mystical side, you have somebody that covers that whole angle of things and can kind of come from a different angle than anybody else.
I would really like to see Amadeus Cho dealing with the four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they are, they're top-tier characters. And he's just a regular guy with a super brain. What, eighth smartest guy in the world, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Even, as a writer, I would say do that, but then throw another low-tier kind of character in that's almost like a...
Who's like the audience surrogate?
And that's more of a street character that... Not a street character, but yeah, like kind of a... Not very smart.
The common man.
The common man sort of thing, but connects with Amadeus Cho in a certain sort of way in terms of age range. And then...
Hi, I'm Rick Jones. I'm going to be your big brother. I'm Rick Jones. I'm your big brother.
I'm everybody's big brother. Until they hate me, and I do something stupid.
Well, I'm everybody's little brother.
Whatever.
Alright.
Bye.
Okay.
I'm getting chips.
Thumbs up.
I have co-leaders.
Co-leaders?
Yes.
Oh.
One of them is Captain America, but Sam Wilson. The current Captain America.
Right, because he is Captain America.
Yep. Absolutely. And he's got the chops. He has the technical chops. He's fantastic.
I wish they'd do a better job of writing him right now, but...
But he's good.
I have
as a concept. The other co-leader would be a Captain Marvel, but not Carol Danvers. It would be Monica Rambeau.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Because she's very powerful.
Is she?
Yeah, and she used to lead the Avengers, and she's got something to prove because of Next Wave. So I'd like to Captain give her. Marvel. Yeah, I'd like her to get her shot trying to actually properly lead things and not be a joke anymore. And I feel like she's got the power set where she could actually be, you know, pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think anyway. I would like to see her have her shot at that. And, you know, sharing it with Captain America, the current Captain America, would be a good thing. Vision. Because you gotta have the Vision. We've all agreed you gotta have the Vision. And if you take a modern take on that as being sort of like kind of the brains kind of a thing, I mean, connected to all information, you could easily do that.
Yep. You could fill that role. Google anything really fast.
Real fast.
Well, especially absolutely. With the, like, the Avengers AI stuff. How do you make the martini?
I'll Google it.
Where yeah. he's made of nanobots now.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah. So he immensely useful. He's a good character. He could fill a lot of positions in that regard. So for the muscle and also other smarts, She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
I would have there. She's a lawyer. Yeah, she could fill that Hulk role, but also be more reliable.
Yeah. Not a crazy Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the mythological side, Loki.
What?
Current Loki. Or the most recent Loki, who is...
Is he still a kid?
No.
What's he now?
He's sort of worse.
No, he's an adult now.
He's an adult now, but he's sort of reborn trying to prove himself as... He's trying to escape his fate as a villain.
Right.
So, and there's recent wrinkles in that where maybe that's out the window, who knows. But that version is what I'd like on the team, which would be a nice kind of callback to the original first issue where he was the villain.
Right.
Nobody really trusts him, but he is trying to be a hero, and he's sort of part of the team that nobody quite
understands. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a nice callback and a nice storytelling.
Yeah. Twist. Yeah. So that would be my team. A team where the original five are out of the picture, but people that sort of represent them are, except for Tony, but that's him.
Yeah.
You can put War Machine in there too if you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to have an armor.
You don't. You really don't. So that's my team. I think that would be fun.
That's good. All right.
So follow up question. How long before your Nick Fury dies? I'm gonna say end of first issue for mine.
Loki would kill yours right off.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There's a reason why he isn't trustworthy.
That's true. Though maybe he was right to do it, and we don't know yet.
Maybe it was a life model decoy.
That's true. There's a lot of ways out of that.
There is another suggestion for a topic, or a question. From Jay Bowes.
All right.
Hey, Jay. Common contributor.
Yep.
Agent May versus Agent Carter.
So for Agent Linda May from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Versus Agent Carter from, you know, that and also other things.
Captain America and Agent Carter. But then there was also an amendment later on. versus Agent 13 versus Agent Hill versus Agent
Zero?
Weaver.
What about
Weaver
Agent Zero?
That was by Adam Riley. I don't know who Agent Weaver is. Who's Agent Weaver?
She's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's,
Which one's that?
She's the agent?
Yeah. She was, in season one, I think she was one of the instructors at the, S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy.
Wow.
And so she's shown up again recently.
Agent 13 was from Cap, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And Agent Hill, obviously, is from Avengers.
I'll go back to the original question.
May versus Carter. In a straight fight, I would say May.
I'd agree.
It would be...
If it was a straight fight, May would dominate
would take
that.
Her pretty easily.
I mean, I don't think... I mean, she put up a decent fight, but I feel like May would win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's what
she's been,
to it.
You're talking about, like, 40 years later, someone who's highly trained in actual combat.
Right.
In actual hand-to-hand combat versus somebody from the 40s. Not that 40s weren't a good fight, but at the same time, there wasn't that focus on hand-to-hand.
Yeah, Carter's great and all, but I mean, like, she was overlooked as, for the whole idea is that she was overlooked because she's a woman.
Yeah.
Which is stupid garbage. But, you know, it's, you know, that's her history.
Yeah.
And May didn't have quite the same hang-ups in her era. So, and also May has proven herself pretty much, you know, the toughest person on that team. No, she actually did prove herself very clearly as the toughest person on that team. So, yeah, she wins.
You're Hawkeye, and you need 3 arrow tips to defeat the Hulk.
Boxing glove, boxing glove, boxing glove. I'll take him from that other guy.
All 3 are smoke, so he can't see where I'm going, and I run away as fast as possible.
Wait. THC, THC, THC.
Oh, good one.
You would like him when he's hungry.
Yeah. Just make him some shawarma. It's fine. You're fine. That's all you need.
I feel like there's a song in there, like, the Hulk and I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Hulk and I went to Taco Bell.
Who's the best spider clone?
Ben.
It's Ben.
What? You know what? Kind of like Ultimate Jess.
He's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But Ben.
It's Ben. Ben yeah. Reilly.
It's the one that died and stayed dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Reilly wins forever, officially.
Finally.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Who are we? I forgot.
Oh, shit. Who are you?
Well, I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Lees. I do a comic called Ski Ninjas. You can check it out at skiNinjas.com, along with poetry, and my portfolio is there. You can check out my stuff on Facebook at It's Art, spelt that way.
Comma, It's Art.
Comma.
It's don't forget the comma.
You won't find it if you don't put that comma.
Really?
Yeah.
You need it. Facebook is finicky.
It is.
There were going to be sarcastic quotations around the It's Art thing, but I thought that was going to be too much.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have been a problem.
That's interesting.
I am Merc. You will find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYELUM.
You can spell asylum.
Yeah, fine.
Whatever. You got that Batman game. Just look at it.
You can find me at Merc, and nowadays on Facebook, and of course, Zero Issues Comic
Podcast. This is what we do.
That's the thing you're listening to.
I hope you know what that is.
Well, you might not be on the Book of Face.
That's true. I'm Bri Kotick. My comic is Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. That's go figure. And I'm all over the social media at brykotyk.whatever social media is a thing. So find that. And we must say, I don't think we used it in this episode, but thank you to Ocean City Defender for our theme song.
Yeah, we didn't use it in this particular one, but we used it in basically every other one we did.
If you want to hear it, listen to every other episode that we've produced.
Yeah.
And you can subscribe to that on iTunes. Just look up Zero Issues, you'll find us, and if you would
And you will find every single episode that we've produced.
And speaking of...
Speaking
of Ocean City Defender, he actually commented when I said, like, we're doing a lightning round, do you have any other particular questions?
So the final question is brought to us by...
It's not even a question. He's like, I said, well, it's a lightning round.
Hey, McElroy's, we're stealing your bit.
And he said, I always felt that the lightning round should include some sort of danger.
Oh!
So this is us in slow motion getting hit by lightning.
Also, Merc just stabbed me.
We're dead now! With my last breath.
My bits tingle.
Subscribe on iTunes and give us a nice rating.
I'm still eating chips.
I regret Coachella.
Who not?
2011.
All
right. Did you go to Coachella in 2011?
No, but that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
I regret not.
That's a regret. That's a legit regret.
Oh.
Eh.
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 20 minutes of just
Well, hit it. Jump on that lightning bolt.
Silence, I was lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.